Hey, what's going on? And welcome to Worship and Leadership by LifePoint Creative. My name is Elmer, and we are so excited that we get to spend the next few moments with you. This podcast was created with the intent to resource our dream teamers at LifePoint Church in Clarksville, Tennessee, and now also in Bayshore, New York. Hey, we're so excited that we get to spend this time together, and thank you for joining us and taking the time to be with us. Today in the studio, we got the one and only Willie C. Simpson Jr.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Willie, today's a special episode.
Yes, it is.
And I'm excited because, you know, we've been bringing our team on the podcast. And we've been talking about so many different topics.
Yes, we have.
And today we get to talk about family and parenting.
Yes.
And kids.
Kids, my Lord.
Dude,
for real.
You know, and we have with us, we have Natalie Villegas, who's our Kid Point director.
Yes.
And we have Mary Ann Snyder. What's going on?
Hi.
We're so glad you're here. Are you guys all right?
We have like...
Breathe.
They're nervous, but they're going to crush it. We have our Kid Point team. Yes. Might be the largest team in our church,
yes,
man.
Yes, definitely.
Natalie, last count, what, 3,423 people on the team?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yes.
It's massive.
And that's just elementary.
And that's just elementary. Yes. Yeah. That's just the elementary side of it. My gosh, but we're excited to have y'all here today, talking through parenting, family, ministry, all the things.
And food.
Yeah, a lot of food. It's true.
That is true. Seriously, like, I think 1/4 of our budget goes to goldfish and fruit snacks.
Yeah.
And...
It does.
I eat half of it.
Willie's not playing.
And baby wipes.
Right. Or baby wipes. Yeah. Seriously. For real. Anybody who's in church ministry, anybody right now is on staff, you know what we're talking about. You allocate significant dollars to your kids' ministry in Jesus' name.
Sam's members market likes our budget.
That's right.
Sam's likes us a lot.
Yes, they do. They praise God for you when they see that order coming through.
Yeah, they have a special door for our Kid Point team. Real quick, before we get into questions and the conversation, can you guys tell us a little bit about yourself for our listeners so they know who you are and what you get to do here at LifePoint Church?
Yeah. Okay. Me first? Mm-hmm. Okay. So my name is Natalie. I am currently serving as our Kid Point director here at LifePoint Church. I have a husband. His name is Michael. And I have two littles. Miley, she is turning 8 years old this Sunday. She's a Cinco de Mayo baby.
Come on.
And then I have Mikey, who's 6, and he'll be 7 in June.
Wow.
The Lord has blessed me.
My
favorite of all time is Prince. My favorite song is Purple Rain.
Come on.
My favorite color is a light purple, like a pastel purple.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah,
not like Barney.
Not like Barney. No.
No. And you never mix purple with green.
Yeah, so Barney's a no.
Okay. No. So that's why she's not a fan of Barney, because the purple and the green.
No Barney, no Willy Wonka. Okay.
No Willy Wonka. Okay. Wow, man. So it's got to be a light.
Light.
Light pastel.
Light pastel purple, the one that you find like at Easter.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Okay. My Little Pony.
All the other ones are no good. Don't buy me that.
Don't buy no other purple now.
None of that.
You come here with that velvet. She's going to throw it in your face. I'm telling you.
Okay. Most definitely.
She will.
Velvet Thunder over here.
She ain't with the Velvet Thunder.
No.
Got to be light.
Wait, that's you like it. Velvet, Willie?
I'm not a Velvet fan, no. Nope.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
What were you guys wearing at the last time? Was that Velvet?
For date
silk?
Night, we were wearing night. Velvet suits.
Absolutely.
Velvet suits.
That and was I was not dealing, the good purple.
I was, yeah, well, that's the problem. I had heat exhaustion out there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did.
Should've told
somebody. That's what y'all didn't know. I had a light heat stroke while I was up there.
He did. He had a white towel.
I had a white towel.
Like, it wasn't a hand towel. It was like a beach towel.
No, it was a beach towel. No. That's how much. Yeah,
he was sweating.
Yeah, that's how much I was sweating. It shrunk that much.
They set you up.
They set me up. My Lord, Marianne over here chuckling over here. Marianne Snyder, what is it that you do on our Kid Point team?
I am the nursery director.
All right. So that's the babies, right?
Yes, babies, toddlers.
Okay.
Yep.
Babies and toddlers.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a favorite color?
Pink.
Okay.
Yes.
Any shade of pink? Or does that have to be light?
It has to be pinky.
Pastel.
Like Barbie pink?
No, not Barbie pink. Too much.
Okay. So in any shade of pink?
Not like a neon pink.
Okay.
Light pink.
Light pink.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit darker.
A little bit darker than pastel.
And, and what's your favorite song?
Can I do your favorite artist?
Okay.
Okay. Who's your favorite artist?
Who's your favorite artist?
I love Eminem.
All right.
Like Taylor Swift. I'm not a true Swifty fan.
Okay.
That's my daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The Eminem.
Eminem.
We were singing Nelly earlier.
We were singing Nelly.
I was tempted to hit record, but I didn't.
Yeah. That would have been hilarious. Y'all, everybody that's listening right now, that was a revelation for me. Natalie came in and she was like, just ask her what her favorite song. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good. And when you told me, I was like, oh, really? She just starts singing. I was like, okay, well, praise the Lord. My God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him in song.
Praise him in song. Wait. Praise him with the rap. Praise him in 8 Mile.
What are y'all's favorite songs?
Man, that's a good question.
Will he be singing everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have this tradition that where Natalie, she stops by the office on the way home. And she'll just randomly pick a song and start singing. And I got to sing it with her.
And he dances.
And then I dance. And that's it. My favorite song.
Man, that's hard. That's a hard one for me.
What's your favorite artist?
I'm going to say Tito Puente.
Hey.
I'm
just going to
keep it.
Tito Puente.
Keep it classic. Just Latin jazz.
Okay. So mine would be Herbie Hancock then, for real.
Well,
I got a chance to see him once when I was a kid and in Nashville, and I was mesmerized. Yep. Herbie Hancock.
That's the musician in us, I think.
Yeah, seriously. But I really do love Herbie Hancock, though, because he was like ahead of his time. Mm. He still is. Yep.
I'll accept.
Okay. She'll accept the answer. She thought I was going to say Ludacris. Willie, you know you like some Luda.
Because you resemble him?
No.
I've been told.
Like you look like Seal.
No.
Oh.
Who?
Wait a minute, why you say Seal?
It was a haircut.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I've been told when I was in college, they used to call me Smokey because I look like Chris Tucker. People say I look like Chris Tucker. They sound like him and RG3.
Okay.
For real.
You guys have the eyes.
Yeah.
It's in the eyes.
Yeah.
If y'all could see his eyes.
Y'all can see these eyes. Milo is 4D, 4K.
Hey, today we're talking about 8K. Family life. And so you guys are here because you guys are experts in this. And,
yes.
You get to lead a lot of our families and children and stuff. And so you guys have done an incredible job. Yes. I know we have children that are part of, yours already aged out.
Yeah.
I still have a little one that's part of Kid Point.
That's right.
And man, the conversations that we get to have after the lessons that he comes home with and my daughter serves in Kid Point and she just comes home lit up. She loves getting to serve with children. And so thank you guys for all the investment that you guys put in every single week, not just into the children that attend that come, you know, parents that drop off their kids, but even those that are serving alongside with you, you know, loving on the kids. And, just it's awesome to see what you guys are pouring into them. And I know you probably don't hear it enough, but thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
And so many families, you know, benefit from such a great children's ministry.
Absolutely.
Because then parents are able to go into service and hear the word. And there's a lot of things. And people take that for granted.
Yeah.
Because it's not childcare.
No.
You guys aren't babysitting.
No, you're not.
You guys are investing and pouring in and sowing seeds of the gospel into their lives. And there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. And today we want to talk, you know, let you guys kind of talk about some topics that we have listed and we have some questions here for you guys. And our church is made up of so many different demographics. We're such a diverse church, such a diverse community here in Clarksville. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we see a lot is a lot of military families. Yep. And that's a big dynamic in our church, you know, and something that you guys have personally experienced as well. So we're going to just kick off with this question, you know, what is it like being a parent, you know, with a parent being in the military? What does that family life look like? Mm. What are the dynamics? What, you know, it's not just your everyday.
That's right.
You know, so I'll let you guys.
You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, so my husband, Tim, who's here.
Say hi, Tim.
He.
The best intro ever. I love it.
He retired from the military 20 years. And so our kids were born and raised mm-hmm. in the military. So we've gone through some deployments, some trainings where he's been gone. So it is a different life and a lot of transitions too, where we move every 2 to 3 years. So I mm-hmm. think yeah. the kids have moved maybe seven wow. different homes.
Yeah.
So it is challenging. And when you find a church, when you find community, mm-hmm. that is very helpful. And so right. We were stationed back here in 2013, mm-hmm. and we became part of LifePoint. And then once we like started settling in and everything, we had to move. Mm. And we're like, God, why do we have to move? Can you yeah. just find a way for us to stay? But then we moved to California, and I was like, okay, well, God has equipped us here mm-hmm. in Clarksville so that way we can go and spread the gospel to others, especially yeah. in California, where you just don't have that kind of environment.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I think just with every transition, just think of it as like, okay, we're going to go and we're going to disciple others in places that, you know, we're in the Bible Belt, where they just don't know God.
Yeah.
So I try to think through that lens.
That's great.
But transitions are hard. The moves are hard. And like, I don't know, I just try to be present more with my kids during those times.
That's great. Though. Yeah. Yeah. So togetherness is key. Mm-hmm. But really living on mission.
Right.
Being equipped here.
Yeah.
And then saying, hey, wherever we end up.
Yeah.
We're just going to live on mission.
Right. And I told, because I didn't grow up in the military, mm-hmm. having a military life. So I had no idea what I was stepping into. I was sure. like, oh, we get to move. And I hear that they're like Army Post in New York. So I'm thinking, okay, New York City. But no, it's like on the opposite end. It's like 8 hours away.
My Lord, we're in Fort Drum, my guy. We're yeah, up here. We're yeah. upper New York, upper
so
crest.
I was like a brand new, yeah. I was like brand new baby military spouse. I had no idea what to expect. When we got married, I flipped 2 days later after our wedding, we moved to Alaska.
Wow.
And it was in the middle of December. It was in December. So I got there and it was dark, and it was dark for like 3 months. So that
How
was
fun.
No.
No.
People love people. Other people love it. But I was like brand new. So yeah. I didn't know.
No, not at all.
How to live that life.
How did that impact your marriage being newlywed? You know, and then all of a sudden you go from one place to a whole other environment. And you have to adapt. Like, how did you guys, better question, how did you guys get through that?
Mm. Well, luckily we were only there for 4 months and mm-hmm. then we moved back to the mainland. Okay. And geez, I don't know. That was so long ago. Sorry. I don't know. That was hard. That was a hard transition. It was lonely for me because I up and left my family, my friends. But luckily we did know another couple there that we made friends with, and we were actually close to, we were in Hawaii at one time together. Yeah. So
great.
That was nice. I think you really have to put yourself out there. Mm. I realize that you have to put yourself out there. You can't wait for people to come to you. You like join the chapel. Or join church.
Or join a...
Join a small group.
Come on, somebody.
Magic word.
Yeah. But I told him... I told him, I was like, I'm going to go wherever you go. Like, we're not going to separate.
That's so good.
We're going wherever you go, I go, because we're a couple. Yeah. We're married.
That's great. So. Yeah. I love the intentionality, though. It reminds me of that scripture that says, he who wants to win friends must show himself friendly. And I think that's the struggle, is we're just waiting on this to drop in our lap. But that really displays some maturity on you and Tim's part to say, you know what, we're going to build community here. We're not going to wait for it to happen.
Right.
Like, we're going to do what we can to build that, to foster that, and then trust God to bring the people in our lives. But we're gonna seek it out.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Man, that is so good.
You brought up scripture. A Blippi says you got to be a friend to make a friend.
Oh, my God. Yes, sir.
Toy Story sings, you've got a friend in me.
How about you, Natalie? What does that look like in your context?
So a little bit of me. Michael and I got married, and then we went on, and this is our first duty station in Clarksville. Mm-hmm. And it's been the only duty station as a family that we've actually had, which is pretty
rare. Interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty rare. We haven't gone through very many transitions, but we did go through a deployment where Michael did leave for Korea for a year. Mm-hmm. And then me and the kiddos, we stayed here. Mm-hmm. As far as like making friends and all of that, I know for me, I'm naturally very introverted. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely take some time to make some friends and right. to put myself out there. I think my biggest support system at the very beginning when we first got here was just the neighbor that was next door to me. She had no choice. She had to be my friend. She was yeah. literally like next door to me.
Yeah.
And we had to say hi to each other.
Yeah.
She couldn't turn the other way. Her name is Sophie. And Sophie definitely was a light in my life during that time when we first got here because yeah. It's an adjustment. And with adjustments, you have different kind of emotions and different feelings.
Yeah.
A lot of what I was feeling was the same, very lonely. I was a mom for the first time, too.
Yeah.
So I was feeling all of those emotions and those adjustments as well. Yeah, it went through some hardships, a little bit of depression and things like that, too. So, I mean, Sophie definitely was the one to just speak into me and say, hey, I'm going to be your friend. And I was very like, nope, we're not going to be friends. How dare you?
Wow.
How dare you come talk to me? But we ended up becoming really good friends. And I'll say just with her, yeah, that was really cool. So
come on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I love the commonality, Marianne, between you and Natalie. At the end of the day, and I, you know, anybody right now that's living as a military family, you know, there is that stress. It's a unique stress, to use kind of passing on with word. It's unique dynamic, family dynamic, because that's not, most of America's not living that way as a family unit. So that's number one. If you're dealing with that stress, I mean, that's normal in regards to being a military family. So don't think like you're unique or that you're weird.
Yeah.
For like walking through that season, if you're walking through a tough season. But I want to encourage you to do what both of these ladies did. Be intentional about seeking out friendships yeah. and seeking out community. It sounds like to me, and it seems like to me, that the moment that you guys were connected with someone else, life became a little easier, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the stress is still there. The reality is still there. Like, your husbands are deployed and you're in a new environment, but it's easier to navigate that. Right. It kind of makes the seas a little less choppy. It's like, yeah, we're still in the boat, but the seas are a little less choppier, or I've got somebody with me
yeah.
that's in the boat, even if the seas are still choppy, even if it's still rough weather. And it's a hard season. Like, the season doesn't change, but your perspective does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage those of you that are listening, family, if you're a military family, first of all, thank God for our servicemen and women. I'm an Army brat myself. My dad was in for 25 years, and I love our nation's servicemen and women. But you know, you can't do life alone. We're not meant to do life alone. Mm-hmm. But what God won't do is just crack the sky open, or he won't kick in the door and say, here's friends, here's community. He won't do that. My dad used to always say this, that God will do what we're unable to do, mm-hmm. but he won't do what we're unwilling to do. Mm-hmm. So we got to go out there and be intentional. That's what I hear from you ladies. The moment you were intentional about, and it didn't seem like it was even hard work. It was just, you had a neighbor, you had a couple there that you already knew, and it was like, hey, let's just be friends. Let's do life together.
Yeah.
And so I want to encourage anybody right now, that is the key, is just being intentional about yeah. seeking community.
And it's not that it wasn't easy. I'm sure it came yeah. with a lot of hardships and mm-hmm. it was difficult, but it's intentionality
yes.
and overcoming. So how did you guys, because I know newlywed, mm-hmm. you guys first came and you had baby at the time. Mm-hmm. How did you guys lead your children through this? It's one thing to lead yourself because your spouse is the one that's gone and you, mm-hmm. you're married until death do us part and
yeah.
you commit, like Marianne said, like, I'm going to be with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
And then here you have these kids that come into your life. And now how do you lead them through those seasons? What's been the best practice for you guys?
The best practice for us. I think the best practice is just understanding that time is valuable. And I think when you make time a value in your family, it brings a different perspective of what I'm going to do with that time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really helpful. And having fun in the little things, enjoying the little things, is very helpful too. I think also the vulnerability piece with your children, just appropriately at the age that they're at.
Yeah.
That's also extremely helpful. Like Miley and Mikey right now are at an age where they can ask more questions and they can understand a lot more things. Mm-hmm. I've seen in Miley just how she's grown and what it means to have, or what it means to be empathetic. That's and, you know, as a baby, she's just like, you know, she doesn't know any of that. She can't express that very much. But Miley now is at an age where she can empathize with either with myself or with my husband or with like even her friends that she knows are also a part of like the same kind of lifestyle that we were in military and things like that. I will say, and just making the time worth it is very valuable. Yeah. I don't know. Marianne, what would you want to add to that?
So my kids, they were little when we moved and everything. I don't think it really affected them until we moved this last time to California. So that was a really hard move because we had settled here. We made really great friends. So that was, they understood it.
Sure. Yeah.
They understood what it's like to leave before. It's just like, we're going to Hawaii. We're going to Georgia. We're going to South Carolina. We're going to all these places. But from here to California, that was a hard move for them and for us. And that's, again, is where we, it took a couple months for me to realize, okay, my kids can't just sit here and not have friends. So that's where I put myself out there. And I joined a homeschool co-op because we homeschool my kids. So we became part of that. And then when they got to have friends, it became so much easier. And then when we had to move back here, that was a hard move for them because we made so many good friends there. But I do remember years ago, we weren't walking with God. I grew up, you know, going to church and going to Christian schools and all that, but then, you know, steered away from that. And then they were young and I was like, you know, this is not the way I want to live. So, I decided to like go to church and all that. And I was like, this is the way I want to lead my kids by having church and for them to be part of that community.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that was for you, the way that you said, this is how I want to lead my kids is I want to lead them through faith.
Right.
Because you yourself, it's, and you know what, I got off the path. I'm gonna get back on the path. I'm walking toward God.
Yeah.
So that's great. I love the difference of both of your answers. I love the vulnerability piece, like you said, being appropriately vulnerable with your kids, and acknowledging reality with them. Hey, you know, mommy misses daddy too, and you know that's great. And then the piece of the discipleship aspect of, you know what, one thing I know to do is to lead them towards Christ as I'm following Christ, and I think that's a great balance. Of like meeting our kids where they're at and like engaging with their emotions. Hey, these emotions are normal. It's human. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to miss dad or be angry or frustrated or whatever. And then obviously your kids experience that too, with missing their friends. And then you recognize, you know what? They need friends. I'm going to be, again, there's that intentionality piece, but then saying, as I'm following Christ, I'm going to lead them into that as well. Yeah. That's phenomenal. That's great. Come on,
which is part of the calling as a parent and raising our children. It's not just, I was thinking about this the other day, how if you think of like God, our relationship with God, like his ultimate objective with us is not to give us everything we want. Like a lot of times people come to church like, God bless me, give me everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he wants you to grow. He wants you to mature. He wants you to develop.
Yeah. That's great.
Because then you can understand him and his character fully in a different way. And I think the same applies to our children. Like they want everything, you know, and, but we're not called to give them everything. We're called to nurture them, protect them and raise them up, you know, in the ways of the Lord. And so as parents, it's every season in our lives that I think that's the hardest part that you have to, all right, what's going to be, let me set my foundation. Find your people, your community that where you're going to feel the healthiest and be the best you, and then all right, let me lead my children in the faith and into community, into different places. And,
yeah.
And it's not about giving them what they want.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
What they need.
What they need.
And I think in both of your contexts, you guys have to, you've had to make those adjustments mm-hmm. and find what they need. And it is hard when you leave a community. Mm-hmm. We went through that when we moved back from Australia. It's,
yeah.
it's like the kids didn't want to leave. And
right.
we're excited, but we didn't know nobody here in Clarksville.
Right. Yeah,
know,
yeah.
Other than Pastor Mike and his family. But then, you know, it's like you build community and relationships that are so valuable, and to leaving a lot of that is hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. You know, in, let me ask you guys this question, just more, probably more mm-hmm. like today, mm-hmm. one of the things parents struggle with is like raising their kids and leading them in today's culture and society. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about social media, we
That's
talk
right.
about phones and, you know, just technology, the influence of media. And you guys get to, you're at the front line with children mm-hmm. every week. And, you know, what are some things that you guys see that might be challenges? Mm. And if you have any wisdom into speaking into these things, like what are some, you know, good parenting tips to help through some of these challenges that we're facing as parents?
Me. Mm-hmm. Me? Yeah.
I love how they debate on who's going to answer. That's so funny. I love it.
Me, you.
You're right. Me, you. You.
You're it? No tag. I'm it. Yo, you're it? No tag. You're it.
I think the challenging part, at least for me, is as a parent, when I feel like, dang, I'm getting it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the challenging part of like Miley being 7 years old for 1 year. And I feel like I'm barely getting what it means to be Miley, or what it means to meet Miley at 7 years old, or what it means to meet Mikey at 6 years old. And then it all changes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think that's always a challenging part. But I think, if anything, an encouragement is having a vision for your children would be really helpful
so
to just
good.
Kind of always go back to and to fully like, this is the vision I have for my kids.
That's great.
I have a vision of Miley and Mikey following and pursuing God and loving him the most. Mm. I have a vision of Miley and Mikey not being selfish, but being selfless and serving others. I have a vision of Miley and Mikey being fun and creative and enjoying life in the little things.
Let's go.
I don't know. I think that's super helpful, at least for the season of parenting that I'm in.
Yeah.
Because there are some seasons that are very challenging. Mm-hmm. And a little different than others. And, you know, having that vision on the forefront and understanding like this is what Miley and Mikey can, I know they can become. Mm. And I want to do my best, not be perfect, but I want to do my best to lead my children to become this. Yeah. All that God has in store for them, not what I have in line for them to begin with.
That's great. Man.
And where do you separate that?
That's good.
Like, where you feel like this is what I want for them, but then you see God kind of leading them based on their personalities, or you think like they're going to be just like me or like Michael, but they're not. They have their own personalities, you know? And so where do you kind of like go? What do you, you know, what are you experiencing in some of those?
I think it's acknowledging first that Miley is her own person. Mikey is his own person. Mm-hmm. And acknowledging the fact that I'm not training up my children to follow my lead. I'm training up my children to follow the lead that God has in store for them.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
I think they also learn lessons from me.
Mm-hmm.
And just connecting with your children and having conversations with them open about like, well, what is it something that's challenging for you? What is it something that you want prayer for? Like Miley's been asking for prayer right now. Mom, I want prayer for just seeing all of the good instead of all of the negative first, right? Because she's very much like, here's all the gaps, here's all the
wow.
But Miley's like, no, I want prayer to see all of the positive first. Okay,
wow.
Let's pray for that. That's
so good.
She's
that's,
got that.
That's
like,
awesome.
You know,
wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's great.
That's cool.
Yeah, Marianne. Yes. Same question.
She said, "What?"
The question is, what are the challenges?
Who landed on the moon first?
who landed on the moon first? When they went up there, which one touched down first? Who was it?
That was not part of
you remember who it was?
That was not part of the discussion.
Who landed on the moon?
Yeah, who landed on the moon first?
That's Aldrin, right? Please tell me. No.
No.
Buzz Lightyear.
It was Buzz Lightyear, no?
There you go. Buzz Oliver.
Who was it?
Are we editing this? Are we editing this?
Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong.
One small step for man.
Can we edit this? Giant step
for we didn't have TVs growing up. So.
You didn't have TVs? What? Almost twice your age now. But tell me you didn't have TVs growing up. Kidding me?
We clicked like this and the radio would turn off.
Natalie acting like she old. I could claim Natalie's depending on my taxes.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't have TVs growing up.
Marianne.
Okay. Yeah. Let's reel it back in.
So, like Pastor Elmer said, yeah, the challenges that kids face today, okay. And obviously you're aware of those things. You know, you and Tim are discerning that. But how have you navigated that with your own children and journeyed with them through this, like this day and age, what they face?
So I have teens.
Yes, you do.
My oldest is 18. Be graduating soon. Oh, my Lord. So I'm in the teen season.
Right.
And I think the challenges that he has faced is finding his purpose. Mm. What is his purpose? He questioned that a while ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my purpose is at church. I don't know what my purpose is just in life. Yeah. So having hard conversations and like, you just don't expect those things to come up. And it's like, well, how do I navigate through this? And he also questioned, I'm being vulnerable here.
Sure.
He questioned God.
Yeah. Right.
It was at camp where he was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with church. I'm done with God. And that was probably one of the hardest things to hear because I was like, okay, well then I can't do ministry. Like I can't do this. Like I want to quit my job so that way I can lead them. And like, if I'm leading a group of kids and a group of kids, group of adults, then I'm not leading my family well. So that was a challenge. And I just took that time to like pray and fast and just to be there. I don't think he was expecting any answers. And for him to tell me that.
Yeah.
To be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge sign of trust.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think it's just creating that safe space with your kids they can approach you with anything, with any challenges.
Mm.
I think that's really important.
That's so good.
Really important.
Yeah.
I've learned that from you. Because you are really good at that. Like I've learned for you to like understand that there's a time and there's a space. But you are very intentional with not necessarily creating the space, but making the space available.
That's great. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, that is a really, really key point there, Marianne. As parents, it's so easy for us to be reactionary when our kids, especially like if our kids make a mistake, right, to be reactionary or to be harsh. And again, this is, you know, I mean, that's a temptation I think most parents face. But then also when they make statements like that. I mean, that's a provocative statement to say, I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. I'm done with God. I'm done with faith. I'm done. I mean, that's a provocative statement and it feels definitive and it feels permanent, you know, but then like you said, can we press pause or push back against our flesh, against the instinct to want to correct or want to fix and say, wait a minute, my child is making this statement at this age, at this time in his life, at this season, you know, there's, you know, instead of making a statement or trying to fix, maybe ask a question. Well, what else is going on that led him to make that statement?
Yeah. I've heard it said before, like connect before correct.
Right.
I've heard that statement before. It's always like connect before you correct, because when you're connecting with someone, specifically your children, you're getting to where you're meeting them where they're at.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that's probably all they really want.
100%.
Right. He just wants to know that I still love him.
Absolutely. 100%.
Like, it's like nothing can stop me from loving him.
Yeah.
And it's just like God's always going to love us.
Absolutely.
Like nothing can stop that. Nothing can separate his love from us.
And I think in that moment too, what you're really doing is also you're displaying for him the heart of the Father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we are like where your son was and may still be in some aspect, but you know, where we question and we say to God, I'm done with it all. And we rebel against God and we complain or we rage against him. And it's Romans 8, 37. Like, there's nothing that separates us from his love. He doesn't mm-hmm. respond. He's not reactionary. You know, he's not brutish. He just says, okay, I'm going to, like you said, I'm going to create this space for you to emote and to have these thoughts and to have these feelings, but my love for you is not going to change.
Right. Yeah.
And I do think, and I just want to pause and say this prophetically to any parent, when you have that kind of heart, it is amazing to see how they will come back around to the Lord because of that. Mm-hmm. And then they'll even thank you to say, hey, mom, hey, dad, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for allowing me to wrestle with faith. Thanks for allowing me to box with God mm-hmm. and land a plan on, you know what, God loves me, but then more to the point, I know my mom and dad love me. I mean, there's just something about that. And Jesus talks about whatever you have done to the least of these. He mm-hmm. talks about children all the time. He says, you've done unto me. And I think that's like personal ministry to Jesus, because our kids are image bearers yeah. as well. But then, like you said, to have that grace and that patience, you know, to be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry, like the book of James says, there's something holy about that, but it's not natural to us. I'm using that word again. You got to be intentional about saying, okay, my mom alarm's going off, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to be led by the Spirit. I'm going to set the flesh aside, be led by the Spirit, and I'm going to allow him to wrestle. And man, that's awesome. That's just a wonderful way to parent and yeah. disciple our kids. It really is.
And
really.
I think it's easier for moms. I'm just going to be honest.
100%.
I think it's easier because as dads, like, we want to correct first.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My wife always tells me, like, hey, like, you lost him. Like, when mm-hmm. we're talking about my son, yeah. my oldest son, it's mm-hmm. like, you lost, like, you're talking to him, but you lost him. I'm like, what? But he heard me. I'm like, but you lost him.
Yep.
And so I think yep. as a dude, like, we just yep. want to get down to business.
Absolutely, you know? Bro.
I wake up and the trash is still there. It's like, yep. dude,
man, why the trash
you. You go into fix it mode.
Yeah, we go into fix it because it's our nature as yeah. guys. And I think, you know, women are more nurturing. Mm-hmm. And so they connect a lot more. And yep. so I think that's something we need to work on as fathers
yep.
on actually spending time in connecting with our
absolutely.
Children.
Yeah.
And one way that I've learned to do it is time.
Yeah.
Like going back to mm-hmm. Natalie's answer earlier, making time. So I screw up all the time just, you know, because I get emotional. I'm like, dude, you need to do this with my daughter and everything. But then just spending quality time with them. Yes. Our kids call it QT time, you know, QT.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just that means the world to them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how busy we are,
that's
what's
right.
going on. Like, they rather spend time with you than go to a theme park and go yep. to other places. They'd rather eat at the house than
absolutely.
Go out and eat.
Yes.
Especially when, you know, Willie, we're not in the military, but we are in the Lord's
we're
army.
We're in the, listen, let me tell you something. I'm an enlistee in the Lord's army. And private
Lord's
first class ships
reporting for duty. You guys are in the front lines. Yes, I will
tell you
agree.
Something.
I will agree. You guys are in the front lines.
Come on, let me tell you something now. It doesn't matter what your race, it doesn't matter what your creed is, it doesn't matter what your gender is. We are all commissioned as soldiers in the Lord's army. And let me tell you something right now. That it's the great. Only career that you can't quit.
Can't
you
quit.
Can't resign
nope.
and you can't retire from.
Nope.
You have to be like Paul. I've finished the race. I have been poured out like a drink offering. I want to hear, well done,
well done,
my good and faithful servant.
Let's go.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You guys weren't expecting that.
Right? Nah, I mean, I wasn't expecting that.
I'm trying to tell you.
A little bit. That was, I was for a little bit. Come on, somebody.
She wanted to push the button.
I was waiting for it. I want that next time on my side.
But it is time.
Yeah.
Time and everything. You know, we use that phrase, time heals all things.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean like, give it a year. It's like, be intentional with your time now.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I think with our children, as fathers, that's one of the things, you know, I'm working on.
Yeah.
And so.
Me too, brother.
Yeah. Hey.
Come on.
I do have to say, especially yes, with teens.
Yeah. Come on.
They will want to talk late at night. When you're about to go to bed,
yes.
they will talk late at night. I remember one night, yeah. Robbie wanted to go to Target. And I was like, it's 9:30. We're going to be, we're only going to have like 10 minutes to
Target.
Shop. And so, Target. And so we went to Target and then went shopping. I don't
yeah.
know what, I don't remember what to buy. But then we sat in the car for probably until 11
yeah.
at
wow.
night.
Yeah.
And it was a school night. But like,
yeah.
he wanted to talk and like give that time to your children
that's so good.
When they want to talk
that's
because
good.
It's not all the time. It's yep. not going to be on your time.
Mm.
Yep. So
that's a really,
yeah.
man, that's a good point.
Good.
My daughter Destiny, she's 13 and that's when she's wanting to talk. Now mm-hmm. we're talking about, you know, friendships and drama and stuff like this. And man, that is a really good point because The kids know at 8 o'clock every night they got to do the chores. Uh-huh. And she's wanting to start flapping them gums. I'm like, girl, you can talk and work. Let me show you how it's done. But she was like, and to your point, there's no warning. She would just go, oh, dad, and then blah, 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 blah.
And then what's your response? What do you say?
What a
I set you up, bro. I set you up.
Got it right there. I look like I said something. I was like,
should have seen his eyes, y'all. Should have seen his eyes.
You got me on that one, man.
You done messed Willie up.
You done messed me up, man. Jesus. But yeah, that is a really good point, Marianne. Because
they'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
They will appreciate it. They will remember that.
Absolutely.
Because Robbie remembers that.
Yep. Well, to your point, like she didn't say, dad, I need to talk to you. Mm-hmm. She just started talking. Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, my friend so-and-so, this, and that. And I was like, oh, okay. And I admit, I was like, girl, well, let's do these dishes. But then she just kept talking. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh. So then I just started asking questions. Well, okay, well, why is this happening? Or how do you feel about that? Hey, well, and I love to ask questions like, well, like, what's a solution? Like, what's a way forward for you on this to try to empower the kids to come with the, because if they come with the plan, they'll follow through with it. You know what I mean? I don't want to tell them all the time, but I appreciate that nugget.
Yeah.
I'm going to plagiarize that.
Miley's in the opposite phase. So Miley right now is learning how to vocalize that she wants to talk, right? So like at night, Miley's always like, Mom, I want to tell you something. I want to talk. And I just think of like the times when, like, when Miley does become a teenager, knowing that now, like, oh, she's telling me now that she wants to talk, but there's going to come a day where she's just going to talk.
Yeah. That is really good. Damn.
Yeah. Emery went from this phase where it was like, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question?
Right.
Can I ask you a question? Now she don't ask a question. She just talks.
Yeah.
And so it just, but. And we have to identify as parents. I think that's important to really catch these little phases that our kids are going through as they're communicating, because their communicating is advancing. It's just developing. Mm-hmm. And we can play a role in how they communicate. And my wife's always like, I'm praying for the boys. I'm praying for their future wife and Emery's future husband. And especially Jordan's like, I'm praying for their wife. Come on. Lord, help her.
Lord, you know? Help her, Lord. Jesus.
And even down to the point like, hey, when you grow up, like this is how you have to communicate to your wife and this and that. And we as parents, we do have a role in that. Mm-hmm. It's not just letting them, if they survive a day, praise the Lord.
Come on.
You know, it's not just, we have to be involved
really good,
in their upbringing. And,
come on.
You know,
I keep hearing that word intentionality. It's in my spirit. I keep bubbling up to the surface. Mm. You know, Jesus said about the Holy Spirit that he will become to you like rivers of living water.
You
Rivers of living waters. Natalie, what version of the word are you reading today?
Sorry, Psalm 23.
You see, that's the problem. Where's my organ player? That's the problem with many of you so-called Christians today. You don't know what you're reading.
No.
You think you got the manual for the toaster, and you've got a manual for a screwdriver.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Hey, real quick, we're almost out of time. But what are some fun things you guys do with your family, like with your children, that we can share and kind of let other people give them ideas?
Take notes on this.
We're in Clarksville, Tennessee, so there's a lot of different things that you could do outdoors, but what do you guys do like in your own personal life, family? Willie's over there taking notes.
I'm taking notes for real. I'm all about fun times. Let's go.
We like to play games. Well, actually, I like to play games.
From the look that she gave Tim,
Tim don't like playing games. Tim's, I don't like to win all the time. That's what he said. I'm tired of whooping y'all. It's no competition.
No competition.
It's no competition.
Dad wins all the time.
I think it's good to have intentional fun moments, but it's also, I think it's good to have like random.
Right. Like spontaneous.
So we have a text thread our family does, and it's called random. What is it? Fun facts with Dad and Robbie. So we just Google like random things, okay, and we just share it in our text. But okay, that's like a way of connection for us.
That's great.
The girls and I, we like to sing Taylor Swift in the car. Okay. So it's like we have these like fun little moments. I think one time, we just started like humming songs,
okay,
like guess the song, okay, and then we like made weird noises with humming. Like I can't even.
No, you got it. I'm not, Marianne. I have no clue what you're talking about at all.
Please demonstrate.
Seriously,
like thinking animal noises.
Give me an example.
Like I don't what, like
no,
what's an animal?
I can't.
What's an animal? I don't know what that
I don't
is.
Know. Like a dog.
What's a dog? Okay, what kind of noise does a dog make?
Ruff, ruff.
No.
Woof, woof.
Oh.
Woof, woof.
Okay.
But we like.
And then you hum
it in tune. Yes, we want to sing it in that tune. Like, guess the tune.
Like that?
Sure.
Give me an example of like
I cannot.
Like, Old MacDonald had a farm.
Next up.
What does an alligator sound like?
Alligator. I was not prepared for this. So
what does an alligator sound like?
What does an alligator sound like?
Yeah. What does an alligator sound like?
You make chomp.
Yeah, chomp.
Is that the sound?
Well, I mean, alligator, that, when he's eating, that's what he's doing. He's chomping. So you hum the song.
In right? That animal noise.
In the animal noise?
Yes.
So like so it would be like a dog humming a song?
But it's random. It, like, we would hum the song, and then I would just, like, do some random thing. Like, let's make it even weirder.
Okay. Oh, even weirder than the animal sound. Like, okay.
Well, no, when we're humming, and then I'm like, okay, let's add a twist to
it. Let's add a twist to the
yes,
hum.
Yes, yes.
Like what, like a screech or something?
No, it turns into an animal.
A screech. How would you add a screech?
I agree with what Tim said. You got. I think you just got
to
demonstrate this
for us. I don't want to. No, I wasn't prepared. Oh, yeah.
You gotta, come on. You gotta demonstrate.
Okay, right here.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, this is gonna be so good.
What animal?
Are we editing this too?
Oh, this is all live.
Yeah, go ahead.
Meow, 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 meow.
Mary is doing
meow,
it.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, she committed. She committed.
Way to go.
Oh my gosh. Hey,
way to go. I love a commitment.
We're editing this right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to put this at the front of it. This is going to be, yes, this is going to be edited to be the first thing that people hear. What is that? Somebody meowing Taylor Swift?
Let's go.
Way to go, Marianne. That was awesome.
Hey, the one that was nervous, she's over here singing.
I mean, crushing it. I mean, despite the fact that 20 million people are going to listen to this, this is great.
Yeah.
Come on.
Millions of people are going to hear this for all time. This will permanently be on the interweb.
You're about to become a TikTok
all posterity.
Girl.
Absolutely.
Natalie, what do you guys do for fun?
Can you bring back the cat girl, please? The episode with the cat girl. If you bring her back, please. She was good, man. She's all right. She's home with Taylor Swift. Sound like a cat. My tabby started perking her ears up. She was over there dancing, too. She's over meowing, too. She ain't done that in 2 years. Don't have to put her down. But you know what? She's got 3 more years.
Do you have a thing that just have all of like Willie's cuts? Like all the
Willie's cuts. Man.
Willie's cuts.
I don't have that much time.
A word from Willie, you know?
Oh,
word from Willie on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
There you go. Okay, what do we do for fun? Okay. For fun, well, my kids are, they're still wild and crazy and all sorts of fun. We like playing outside a ton.
Mm.
This past Sunday or this weekend, we were outside. It was a nice day. It was warm, so we ended up playing impersonate everybody that you know kind of thing. And so they impersonated all of us. Okay. And they impersonated several friends that we had talks about afterwards. Like, why did you know that one? And how come? But yeah. We like water balloon fights. Oh, yeah. Those are fun. Water balloon fights are awesome.
All right.
There's this new game. Have you guys played the Uno Dare game?
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Okay, so Uno Dare, it's different from the normal Uno, but you get like cards that say draw 10. Oh, so it lasts forever.
Oh my God.
Get that game. Don't ever play it at night.
Man.
Don't ever play it at night. And then, I mean, we like playing dolls. Miley right now is still in dolls. Mm-hmm. We play dolls. Yeah. Mikey likes playing Sonic and video games. So mm-hmm. we'll find time to play Sonic and video games with him. And it's funny because he doesn't like to lose at all. He gets really mad when he loses.
To get that from his mom.
He gets that his father.
Oh, from his father.
Okay. No.
No, he doesn't get it from me.
No, Natalie is super competitive.
I know Michael's not that.
Ain't no way. Michael's chill.
He's chill.
Michael's chill.
No.
Oh, yeah. I've met Michael multiple times. He is chill.
He'll be like, I'm chill, too. Here,
what?
Michael will be like, here, play for me.
Right. Yeah. Here you go. Yeah, you can have my turn. You can play with my guy. I got an extra guy.
Whatever. That's what we do for fun. I'm not going to add anymore. Time is up.
Oh, man.
What do y'all do for fun? What do you do with fun for your family, huh?
Yeah, so we'll have random dance parties. Uh-huh. So like Spotify is always playing. Somebody's always playing Spotify on something in the house, and then we'll just have a random dance party. We love watching Phil Army videos mm-hmm. on YouTube. That's hilarious. Seeing people fall and trip over stuff. Mm-hmm. That's always fun. And then I'll break out. I haven't done it recently, but I will do a spontaneous hide and go seek mm-hmm. with the kids, and I'll just start counting down from 30. I'll be like 30. 29, and they, mm-hmm. man, they're scattering.
Where do you hide?
Well, now, me, I'm not the one hiding. I'm always the finder.
Okay.
When I do hide, I'm real lazy. When I do hide, I'm real lazy. Like, I'll lay on the couch. Okay. Just don't even cover it with nothing. I just lay on the couch. Like, oh, man, you got me. Good job. Marianne, where my big self go hide? You kidding me? I'm bouncing around like Papa Bear. Boom, boom, boom. Look for the bear necessities.
Woof, 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 woof,
woof, woof, woof, woof. See what you started.
Y'all bring back the episode with the bear man, the one he's talking about bear necessities. That's pretty good, man. I'm out here in the deer stand.
Jesus.
Out here in the middle of Yamacraw, Kentucky, man. It's pretty good listening. It's pretty good entertainment, man. Pretty good.
Oh, man.
Elmer, I need to know, what do you do?
Oh, man. If we plan it, we like hikes. We like being outdoors. If mm-hmm. it's spontaneous, we just like being outside at the house. And last night, yesterday, it was one of Jordan's friend's birthday. So we went to Dollar Tree, bought water guns.
Ooh, and come on.
Then for like 2-3 hours, we're outside just playing with water guns and on the lawnmower and making sure he didn't run over his little brother. And so just we like spending time outside, and especially we love having people over. So like just, you know, community stuff, like I said earlier, they rather be around people and just mm-hmm. hanging out mm-hmm. instead of going out to some fancy place. And we'll do it every once in a while, but just like, yeah, it's fun cool. stuff.
That's awesome. Fun stuff, man.
Fun stuff. Yeah, we play a lot of sports. So our home, we play just about every sport. So we're always doing something. So there's a million balls in our backyard.
Come on. Hold on, man. That sounded weird.
What?
Oh, my.
Like volleyballs and softballs.
That just sounded weird when you said it. That's
oh my gosh.
Where's the You were talking about bear necessities.
Yeah, that's a song.
Oh my gosh.
From Baloo.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
He's like, Elmer's going to cancel us.
He's the one said it, not me. I didn't say it.
Elmer said that's a
lot. Oh, look at that. The episode's ending.
Y'all talk about it. Y'all bring back the episode with the balls. What are you talking about? With the balls in the backyard.
And the goldfish and the baby wipes.
And the baby wipes. That's what I want to hear, man. Pretty good episode, man.
Oh, man. Hey, we're so glad you spent the time with us. It was a fun episode.
We're never
Thank you, Natalie.
Back.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Man, hey, we'll definitely have more conversations with you guys. And so we're glad you guys joined us. If you have any questions about our ministry here at LifePoint Church, you can visit us at www.lifepointchurch.tv. You can follow us on Instagram at LifePoint Church or follow our creative social media at LifePoint Creative. Make sure you share this podcast with your friends and family. Leave us a review. Only if it's a 5-star review, right, Willie?
That's right. Only 5 stars.
Anything else?
Anything else?
Keep it to yourself.
Yep.
Yes.
Keep it to yourself.
However we can serve you, we are here for you guys. And until next time, God bless and keep singing.
Peace. Blah, 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 blah.